resources that we are calling matching funds. We need the rest of you who haven't yet given to match and come alongside of those who have already given, and many more, and many more. And so along with that, we have programs that are on the air. Thank God for our programmers. Do you enjoy them? I mean, in the morning, we have Kurt Owens in the morning. Victory is assured. We have many programs starting from 7 o'clock. Joyce Meyer, she comes on, and Trevor Banks comes on, and we have all these different programs in the morning. We have Gerald Curry that comes on in the morning. And these are great programs. Then throughout the morning, one program after another, lifting up Jesus. And those programs are able to be here because they don't have to pay the full price of being on the air. In other words, what you give, it complements that. It doesn't totally cover the expenses of this station, but it complements it. And then also our underwriters, which we talk about our underwriters. The underwriters also supplement what you give. And so as a body of believers, as a community of faith, together as we give, God provides and meets our needs. Now, let me tell you this. Every one of you who are listening, we desire you to be a part. And God has a part for you. Maybe today is your day to just receive, and you don't have resources to give, but you can pray and believe God with us. And maybe today you have great resources, and you can give in a great way. And listen, God won't fall off his throne if you who are sitting on millions get out your checkbook and say, you know what, I'm going to do something special in the kingdom today. I'm going to plant some seed that's going to continue to grow for the next few years. It's going to be a foundation to strengthen the kingdom of God. So if you wrote a check for a few hundred thousand dollars, God's not going to fall off the throne. The kingdom of God will advance. And why should you not do your giving while you're living, so you're knowing where it's going? You know this ministry, 29 years, almost 30, and God has been faithful. We have no other commitment other than to lift up Jesus Christ and do it in the most excellent way we know how. We're not going to compromise. We're not cutting corners. We're not trying to be trendy. And we're not going to attempt to compete with the rest of the body of Christ. God bless them. But we're going to stay focused on the prize and bringing you the best of the messages and the music that we can. And so I am not ashamed to say that we're a big family and we need your help. My dollars are in this ministry. The church I pastor, we support this ministry. And those who are in this room, we are all a partner in this ministry. And I love the way the temple was built. Solomon's temple was built by the kings and the priests giving first. They just laid it out. Listen, you say, well, who in the world is a king? I'm not a king. You own a business. You run a business. God has blessed you. You have a fancy car sitting in the parking lot. God bless you for it. Enjoy it. But the work of the kingdom is moved by the people of the kingdom. The world's not going to support us. We're not getting grants from, you know, the business world, the secular business world. But you're a godly man. You're a godly woman. God has blessed you. You have resources. If you leave those behind, where are they going to go? Are they going to grow the kingdom? Are they going to catch up with you? Are you going to have a life and a legacy that lives beyond your years? I want to encourage the kings and the priests to loosen up your wallets today and get your thoughts out of the natural and say, God, what do you want me to do with what you put in my life? Now, let me assure you that the widow who had enough meal and enough oil for one more meal was greatly blessed and used of God in the same way, because she said, I'll trust God with what I have. And God meets the needs of this ministry in that way. So this is what happened yesterday. Yesterday, let me pull the mic around here so I can look at the screen. Yesterday, by the time we closed off the day and we added everything in and we balanced everything out, the closest number I can come up with is $12,568.77. Now that's a hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's amen. A hallelujah. That is a great beginning for us on our first day. Now, my faith, I was stretching it to believe for 30,000, and that would have been great. But you know what? It's going to come. It's going to come. In fact, one of you may just write out that check for $30,000 and say, I'll cover Monday. That'd be great. Or maybe just say, I'll just write out a check for $30,000, cover today. That would be great. But many times, it's the big gifts and the small gifts, and together God meets the needs. But $12,568.77 is what the calculator told me we had come in yesterday as we finished out the day. However, we did finish out the day, if my calculations are right, with right at $700 still available from Abundant Life Church to be matched.
Okay,
they're
you're
not
right.
going to take the money away. They're not going to say, give us back our money. No, no, no. They're going to sponsor. Abundant Life's going to be on this radio station, you know, promoting the kingdom. And we're going to continue to do that. The church is going to continue to do that. And so we're starting the morning with $700 in matching funds. That's the way we're starting the morning.
All right. Praise the Lord.
And so we have $700 to start out this morning. And Karen, give those numbers. Tell people how they can give. And I had someone stop me last night and say, Jonathan, you have to give the number more often. I had a very difficult time getting the number and getting the phone call made. You know, people are busy. They're working. They're driving, right. You know, shopping and taking care of kids. And so we're going to endeavor today to make sure that we give the number out many times. So listen, be patient with us. If you say, I already know that number, I have it memorized, then amen. Pray the people who have not yet given will catch it and be able to make that call. Let's give all the information.
So we have a toll-free number, 888-221-8990. We have a local number, 772-221-1100. You can go to our website. It's another way for you to give, WCNO.com. And you can also text your donation to text WCNO to 24365. You know, the easiest way to give is just to call us. The lines are open right now. There's not too much going on, and we could take your call right away.
Right now, the number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Every dollar you give right now is going to be matched up to $700. And we need to get moving with this. We need to finish this off by or before 8 o'clock. And so we're just looking to move ahead. Will you be a partner with us this morning? I know some of you have your pad out and you're taking notes and saying, I'm going to give at this point. Why not give right now and get things moving this morning? The phone line again is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. Or you can text us and do your giving by texting. Text to WCNO 24365. WCNO to 24365. Or I guess it's 2WCNO at 24365. Text us. You can give that way. You can go online to WCNO.com. And you can leave us a little note. You can, if you don't have the money today, you can make a pledge. How does a pledge work, David? Tell us all about it.
Well, you call us in. You can make a pledge in really two ways. You can call in to one of the numbers Jonathan just gave you and say, I don't have the money right now, but God has put it on my heart to donate X number of dollars. I want to make a pledge. And I'll tell you what the pledge number, the amount is. We'll get your name and address. And we will send you a letter with a return envelope. And then when you can, when God's blessed you with the resources that he put on your heart to pledge, then you send in your check or money order. At that time, whenever that may be, that's just a promise to send those dollars to us when you have them. You know, I have another idea, by the way, Jonathan.
Go ahead, sure.
Many people do call us on their cell phone, and when you do, that call is recorded in your caller in your call log, and every cell phone, smartphone, gives you the opportunity to create a contact from those numbers. Mm-hmm. And so, I would recommend that you create a contact, you know, by telling your phone to take that number and to put it under WCNO, and then the next time you want to call us for a donation or for prayer or just because you heard a song that you want to know that the artist and the title for, then just tell your phone, either Google or Siri, to call WCNO. and then you will hands-free if you're driving. Pretty simple tech, most people know that. And that way, more and more people will already have the number. And if you don't catch it because you're driving, you'll already have it.
There you go. And once again, that number is 888-221-8990. We're looking for your call right now. Who is going to jump in on this first $700 of matching funds starting out our day two as we look to continue this great ministry for the Lord's glory?
Amen.
The number again is 888-221-8990. Text 2 WCNO to 24365. There again, yeah. You can text to WCNO 24365. Go to your phone now and make that call. $700 available in matching funds. Make that call to 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. All right, we're going to get to a song. And we need to let you know that you are listening to WCNO in Palm City. And Karen, we mailed out a lot of mail, didn't we?
We certainly did.
And so many of our listeners have that mail, I believe. What do you think?
Yes. And if you have received that mail, that letter, that nice letter from Jonathan telling you about all the new things that we'll be doing here and letting you know that scripture, that the word of God in Isaiah 55, that the Lord said that his word that goes out, it will not return to him void, but it will accomplish all that he's sent it out to do. And along with that letter, you have an envelope, a nice brand new envelope that was created for you to make your pledge or your donation. And if you have not returned that yet, why don't you just take a minute to fill that out, send it back in. If you've already got it in the mail, just give us a call and let us know. And let us know. Give us a call, 888-221-8990, and return that if you intend on giving.
And I know we have hundreds of people that are intending on giving, and we have a lot of those letters out. And,
yes.
And what about if someone didn't receive a letter? We had a lady in our congregation say, well, I didn't receive a letter.
If you have previously received a letter from us and you didn't get one this time, give us a call so we can check to see if a lot of times the post office will return for no apparent reason at all.
It does not make sense.
Right. Yeah. They got the yellow thing on there that says undeliverable, no forwarding address. So we don't know if you've moved or not. And, you know, if you've had a recent change of address, call us and let us know you've moved. Give us a new address. We can update that. And there could be other reasons. But, you know, mainly it's because it was returned by the post office.
So give us a call.
Give us a call and we'll get you set up again.
We definitely will. That number again is 888-221-8990 or text to WCNO to 24365. And we've had more and more people beginning to give by text. And I want to encourage you who have been listening, who have never given to this ministry, to become a part today. Why not this morning? Why not right now? And I know many of you, you're real techie, right? I know. I have a boy like that. He is techie. Don't ask him to write a check. He can't even find his checkbook. I'm not sure that some of our younger members of the family are even going to know what a check is before long, because though a lot of us still use them, the younger people are going to all the tech stuff. So go there and text to WCNO 24365, and you'll have the options and start out with something. We have people that give $5 a month. They start with that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe $10 or $20 or $30. You know, $30, a dollar a day. That is a great place to start in supporting this missionary work that we have here at the station. Now, this next song, I started playing it yesterday, and I'm bringing it right back out of the files this morning because it's on my heart, Karen, that America needs to come back to God.
Yes.
We need to come back to God. We knew God.